It's Thursday, the 16th of July, 8 a.m. It's overcast, about the same density of overcast as yesterday morning, with the same possibility that the sun might just get out. Well, it did yesterday, so here's hoping that it'll do so today. It's a nice morning, actually. It's not as nice as it should be. I know that, but we takes what we gets. It's cool this morning again. Cool as in early spring, early autumn. Cool. There's a bit of a breeze blowing through the garden now. Wasn't there before. But there's nothing we can do about the weather. I'm watching a wee wren hop right along the top of the 6-foot fence. Bippity bob, bippity bob, bippity bob. Tiny wee things. The way that tail struts straight up into the air. Yes. Anyway, oh, it does, yeah. Above me again, there's quite a bit of almost clear blue sky. I wonder. It just made me think of that song, I wonder who wrote the book of love. Who sang that then? So I slept well last night. Refrained from that late night cup of tea. Well, actually, I didn't refrain from it. I just sipped a few sips. But unfortunately, I still had to get up twice during the night. Anyway, feeling good this morning because yesterday I had yet another productive day away through in Edinburgh. Down Stockbridge, Dean Park. Humping things 100 yards from the car to the entrance to the apartments. You can't call them flats in areas like Stockbridge. Yeah, I mean, elsewhere the same buildings would be flats, but down that area they are apartments. Probably justified because of the price. How dare you call my Stockbridge apartment a flat? No, it's all the area actually. But anyway, 100 yards from the car to the lower entrance door, access door, and then 4 flights up. Several times with heavy things up, down. But the thing is that I'm still fit. I'm still fit enough to do that, which I thank the Lord for. I've still got the physicality. Is that correct? Physicality? Physical ability. To do that and to be driving home in the afternoon and saying to myself, yeah. Well, as you do say it yourself, because who else is going to listen? That was a lot of work, but I feel good. I feel good about it. I feel that I've kept my stamina up. I've kept my fitness up. It's done me good. as well as the person I was helping, you know, or from, you know. My head's getting a bit muddled now. But as I said this, I actually said this yesterday morning, that hard work is good for you. Hard physical work especially is good for you. So I actually feel like Superman this morning. Up and away. You know, I used to dream about doing it. Well, B-boys did, didn't they? You used to zoom about the house with one arm down your side and the other one shooting away up above your head. Da-da-da-da, you know. And you would just dive about the house or the garden like a loony. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? I see you brought the kiddie with you. Boisterous kiddie at that. So feeling like Superman. Mind you, he was a bit vulnerable to the old kryptonite, wasn't he? Bit daft that, isn't it? Being Superman and a wee bit of green stuff knocks you flat. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be Superman, you should be Superman. You shouldn't be Superman with an extremely fallible Achilles heel, if you like. Mind you, Achilles was a tremendous guy too, but he had a weakness and all. Is that all about, are all these things, these superheroes, are they all about vulnerability? No matter how cool or strong or powerful you think you are, there's always something you're vulnerable on. I guess so. I do love stories like that and stories of morality. Even Homer Simpson, which I've never watched now, but I used to watch. Homer Simpson, if you wait to the end of the episode and digest it, that strangely, weirdly enough, those tales are always about morality somewhere. Or human nature. No, I'm waffling. Is waffling the same as rambling? No, it's not. It's not. Getting brighter. Getting brighter. Sun's just about out. I'm phoning the doc today on advice from a certain lady on audio. She knows who she is. I'm phoning the doctor today. The doc. When I call the doc, I'm going to talk about these persistent smells that I smell. It's changed over the past 2 or 3 days. I've noticed 2 more creosote than dark woody smoke. Before that it was fagreek. For a long time it was fagreek. Or cigarette smoke, if you want to be polite. Like those people with apartments and not flats. So I'm going to call the doc and mention it. He'll probably ask me things like, has anyone got a log fire nearby? Or has someone been creosoting a fence recently nearby your house? Or when it was fagreek? Was there somebody smoking just before? I know all the questions is going to be asked. No, 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 no. None of any of those. I'm not thick. Might not be intelligent or super clever, but I'm also not thick. I've already digested all the possibilities. Tell you what though, it's bloody annoying. Past couple of days it's been so potent that I've actually been sitting thinking, this is bloody annoying. So in other words, it's not just there and occasionally you're thinking about it, it's there and it's actually getting to me now. I smell it right now and I'm out in the open. I shouldn't be smelling it in the open. Normally I'm in the open, and especially when there's a breeze blowing, I don't smell it. But right now, as I breathe in, yep. And no, it's not my aftershave balm. It's not that. Because I did use a different one this morning. It's got a totally different smell completely. It's not that. It's not my breath. Because I keep my eyes shut like that when I breathe in. And I'm a mouth breather. A nose breather, I should say. Not a mouth breather. So I don't breathe out through my mouth. I breathe in and out through my nose. I've not got halitosis. It's got to the stage now that I've started smelling the clothes I'm wearing. But when I smell this jumper I've got on now, it smells of creosote. But I asked my wife to smell it, and it's not. She says, no, because it's just been, it's actually a new one. Took the labels off yesterday. But it doesn't matter, I'm rambling through things that I've already been through. And I've even changed my shirt or my t-shirt or things just to prove the point. But the reason I'm going through all this is because I know the doc's going to say something like that. Hmm. Better come in and we'll give your old nostrils a good old reaming. Stick a couple of peppermints up your nostrils. Oh my god, here's a prescription for peppermints. I'll solve you, matey. And it'll save us, the health service, a lot of money to try to diagnose your smell issue. That creosote's bloody annoying, you know.